You're listening to RPM Indian Alternative with Eleanor Vinyl, Jessica Heath, and Greg Brown on Leeds Student Radio, showcasing the best music every week.
Listening to RPM Indian Alternative. That was Bill Ryder Jones there with Two to Birkenhead from the new album. Tonight we've got tracks coming up from Parrish, Modest Mouse, Nirvana, Girlpool, and of course Heinz.
As always, we've always got a Heinz track on the show. Yeah, so that was Bill Ryder Jones. His new record came out at the start of this month. He was the guitarist in the choral. He joined when he was 13, I found out today, which is incredible.
Which is
I think they were pretty successful from the start. So, I mean, you're 13, 14, 15, 16, touring with a band like that. But I love that record, and I've probably listened to that. That's probably about the 30th time I've listened to that tune today.
It's really nice, actually. The video's really cute as well, so you check out the video.
Just the whole record's great. There's a lot of real crackers on there, and it's a good mix of kind of slower stuff, more kind of melancholy stuff that the previous two records he did had, and just more kind of driving, more rocky tunes like that one. So next up we have Hines with the tune... It's not a new tune, it's a few weeks old, I think.
It's been out a few weeks, I think, now, but it's going to be part of their upcoming album that they're releasing next year called Leave Me Alone.
Yep, so without further ado, we'll play San Diego by Hines.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
That was Hines there on Leeds Student Radio. You are listening to RPM Indian Alternative. They're actually playing Leeds, I believe, on the 22nd of February next year. And the tickets were only £13. It's at Brudenell Social Club. So definitely check them out and get tickets. I think it's cheaper to get them from either Crash or Jumbo. So just pop in and ask.
Yep. So next up we have a tune by Arab Strap. From kind of Falkirk, Grangemouth sort of area in Scotland. They're about in the 90s. There's a reference to Belle and Sebastian in this tune about Stuart sending over some tickets to go and see them, and references to other various, the Garage Club in Glasgow as well, other things like that. They're a bit different. They're kind of, spoken words almost, kind of, I wouldn't call it singing.
Yeah, I listened to it earlier and it was not what I expected at all. I was thinking like, oh, if they're like inspired by Belle and Sebastian kind of thing, it's going to sound like that, but nope.
Yeah, so I think that, there are kind of lots of different songs as well, and lots of different, there's faster tunes and slower tunes, and I think that the lyrical content's something you need to just sit and listen to. And but yeah, they're a really good band, so I'll play them for you now. Thank you.
must have been at least 3 years ago I had a crush on this girl I didn't know. I thought it was a good idea at the time. When I was pissed, I tried to find her by sending an ad into the list. It was free cause it just started this brand new section. First I passed it on to my old friend Denise for her inspection. It said, I saw you twice and both times you were wearing orange, and she told you I fancied you in the toilets of the garage. There was never a reply. Perhaps it didn't astound her, that's assuming she ever saw it, but I think I found her. I thought it could have been on the club on Saturday night. She was a couple of tables away, and I thought it might be that I was far too drunk, so an approach was out of the question. But this guy should have sent us tickets to see his band, Bell and Sebastian. We went along, thought we'd drunk stuff from post-gig hello, and I think the girl I was looking for was friends with a girl who plays a cello. I knew she's coming to see us, so when we play it, every time we meet, I've got nothing to say. She probably thinks I'm an issue, thinks I'm here. She's probably got a boyfriend anyway.
Yeah.
So that was Undone by Parrish, kind of a band I just kind of stumbled across when I was just looking through some Spotify playlists. I think the song's got nearly a million plays on Spotify, but there's absolutely nothing to find about the band themselves on Google or anything.
Very elusive.
It's weird, yeah. So whenever you type it in, it comes up with Parrish, as in like churches and things, so and that's not the band. So who knows? I think they just released a new song the other day on Spotify. But I'd urge you all to go and have a listen, and if you find out any information about them, then let me know.
Yeah, are they, where are they from, did you say?
I think they're French.
French. Because I remember you said, like, the most listened on Spotify is from...
It was Paris, yeah. I think the video as well, I don't know, I just... There was a lot of French comments as well. I've just thinking that they're French. I don't know
Even
if they are.
They're just massive.
Or they could be from Montreal or something, I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's cool. But next up, guys, we have our Sounds of the City. And this week, we are heading all the way over the Atlantic to America, and our city is Seattle. But we're going to kick things off with Modest Mouth, Modest Mouth. This is Lampshades on Fire, and Greg's going to play it for you now.
Jesus. Leeds' number one student radio station.
You're listening to Leeds Student Radio.
So that was Modest Mouse. They had a new record out this year, so they've been here over the summer. I don't know if any of you got the chance to see them. They played a few festivals and stuff. Big Modest Mouse fan, and I kind of found out about them because Johnny Marr was in the band, and he made a record with them. So that was the first band in our Seattle-based Sounds of the City. I was lucky enough to get to spend a bit of time in Seattle and in Portland in the Pacific Northwest last summer. My two favourite cities I've been to in the States by quite a distance. Portland as well is a beautiful place. And the next band we're going to play for you is Fleet Foxes, who I think are just a collective of guys who all moved to Seattle after they finished college or whatever, looking to start a band, make some music, and found each other. And Josh Tillman, who's currently working under the kind of moniker of Father John Misty, who I'm a big fan of.
you are a massive fan.
He was the drummer in Fleet Foxes, and he left the band to go and pursue his own solo stuff, which has turned out to be a good move. I think they're on a hiatus right now. They're not making music. He was the drummer, so a talented group of musicians.
Yeah, definitely. I think he's actually coming to Leeds.
Yes, he's coming in May. Yep, he's playing the O2 in May. So
there's a lovely fly you can pick up from Broodnell, like with the album cover on it, like advertising the gig.
Yeah, so I'm definitely going to be going along to that. So this is Fleet Foxes with White Winter Hymnal.
That was Fleet Foxes. You are listening to RPM Indian Alternative on Leeds Student Radio, and this is part of our Sounds of the City. This week we've been looking at Seattle, where Greg has had the fortune to kind of visit. So he's our residential Seattle expert here in the studio.
Expert loosely used.
Very.
Yeah.
No, you're quite knowledgeable, I'll give you that. But we couldn't do a Seattle feature without the band that we're going to play next. It's quite appropriate considering the whole montage of Heck film has had a lot of publicity recently. We've had an album from that released. So naturally, if you have any knowledge of Nirvana, you'll have guessed that they're going to be our closing.
Yep, so we're going to play something off their third record, which was In Utero. So that was released in 1993, if I'm correct. And they were touring it when obviously Kurt Cobain took his own life and stuff. So, but I think that Nirvana is the embodiment of when Seattle was kind of thrust to the forefront of kind of the musical scene. And obviously there's periods in music where a city or a region have become kind of synonymous with a sound or a movement or a scene. So kind of the grunge scene in the early 90s was all based out of Seattle, and there was a lot of bands who all came through at the one time and all became popular at the same time. But I think Nirvana were the kind of the main forerunner of all those bands.
Definitely.
Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, Alice in Chains, bands like that. So this tune is Francis Farmer Will Have Her Revenge on Seattle, which we thought was a good
very apt tune to
finish the feature on. So this is Francis Farmer Will Have Her Revenge on Seattle.
Yes, I'm relieving, now that you're leaving, soon as you can pay. Yes, I'm relaxing, hear that you're resting, let me get you. Yes, I'm soothing, now that you're soothing, soon as you sound the same.
That was Francis Farmer Will Have a Revenge on Seattle by Nirvana. And that wraps up our Sounds of the City segment. And this week we were talking about Seattle. So if anyone's looking at going to the States or whatever, I'd definitely recommend a trip to Seattle and Portland, which is only a few hours south. Vancouver's meant to be lovely as well. I've never been there before, but I think
I've heard that.
The Pacific Northwest is where I would like to live if I stayed in the States. So.
Next up, we've got a track from Sunflower Bean. They were Enemy's Band of the Week, I believe, last week, but they hail from New York, and it's kind of, they claim their influences are like the Velvet Underground, like Black Sabbath kind of sound, Pink Floyd. It's kind of really like bass heavy, 70s kind of rock kind of sound. But make your minds up yourselves, because we're going to play it now, and this song is called Wall Watcher.
Watching you, 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 wat
That was Habit On My Mind by Saltwater Sun, and they're a new band from London. I've released their first single over the summer, and they've signed to Hand and Hive is the name of the record label. They've got a few new record label as well. So listen out to for more to come from them.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah, getting my tongue twisted there.
Yeah, you've probably noticed that we're short of a person tonight, and that is because Eleanor is in Edinburgh tonight, which is we're really jealous of, actually, because Edinburgh is amazing.
But it's cold up there.
Yeah, but it's a lot colder up there than here. Imagine that.
I know.
But Eleanor was lucky enough, a few weeks ago, she went to go interview Beach Baby at Hedgerow House. And I remember she said she did the interview on the stairs of Hedgerow. I don't know if anyone has been to Hedgerow, but it's like a difficult place to interview because they don't have like a back room for the bands. And she kept getting people in the interview walking through like on their mobile phones and like asking for cigarettes and stuff. So she's had to edit this a fair bit to cut.
Substantially.
Yeah, so she's done a really good job. But yeah, we're going to play that now. This is Eleanor's interview with Beach Baby.
This is an exclusive interview from Leeds Student Radio.
Hi, this is Eleanor from Leeds Student Radio, and I am here with Beach Baby before that show at Hedgerow House. Hello.
Hello.
Why Beach Baby?
Was it something which was simple and easy for people to understand. We've had lots of previous bands, and no one could pronounce the name. And yeah, it wasn't pretentious. People understood it, and we liked it. No sort of deep sort of beachy meaning behind it, but that was about it, really.
What have been the previous unpronounceable names?
Possibly Let's Leave Them Unpronounceable and Unknown.
Wow.
There were a few. They're gone. They're in the past. Yeah.
What are your major influences in the band?
We all listen to lots of different music, so yeah. Speaking for myself, I like the Beatles. The 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s were pretty indiscriminate.
Guitar bands.
Guitar.
John plays the piano, he's great. Yeah. So all you've got there is the Beatles and
John.
I'm sure you can hear it on me.
Sure.
Yeah.
Naughty.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah.
How was New York and America? You guys have just got back.
Yes. So. Yeah, it was our first time in America. Yeah, for all four of us. It was our bassist, who I think we can hear on the stairs, has been to New York before. But yeah, it was great. It was fantastic. We played about six shows and two shows in LA. We were there in New York for CMJ, which was really fun. Mm-hmm. It's a music festival, like 900 bands around. But yeah, it was a fantastic experience. 10 days in America.
Yeah, it was amazing.
We spent some time on the beach in LA. So we were in Greenpoint in New York. It's a really cool area. It's one of our mates lives there, so we were lucky to put up by him. Yeah, and it was pretty dreamy.
What are you guys most proud of as a band? Like, is there a song or a moment?
I'm proud of just that we've got this far.
Yeah, it was pretty nice to go to America. That was good.
America,
That was a tick. Being on the plane all together, it was like, oh, cool.
We're going to moments and stuff. And yeah, you're like, yeah, great. You get to do this.
It's particular nice. Gigs as well. You come on stage and you never really know which gigs they're going to be, actually. Often you think, you know, a huge gig is going to be the one, and then it's not quite as great as you hoped it might be, and then the one you weren't expecting much from is amazing, and you come off thinking that was great.
Where's been your best gig to date?
The shows that we played in London.
Our own shows have been really good. A few headline London shows, because we're from London, those were really good ones. It's not even homecoming, so that would be very far. But yeah, those were really good. And then there was one show in LA and one show in New York in particular, which were really great. Got really good reaction from the crowd, and you know, we played well.
What do you want your music to do for people?
For them to like it, and yeah.
To, you know, whatever.
But yeah, engage them.
You might.
Like, give them the response that you get when you listen to a song, you're like, what's that? That's cool.
Take them to a place and read to someone and put in the airplanes and you're sort of transported somewhere a bit. It makes you feel things which are in the same. Whatever that might be, it changes the meaning of the song.
Down.
video. I had a look, and it's a pretty good one. It's interesting.
For Limousine, the one.
Yeah, for Limousine.
Like all of our videos, it's directed by Lily Rose Thomas, who's a very talented director and photographer. She's done our everything so far, our press shots too.
Yeah, that's the first video we've for one of our songs. It's had a stronger sense of narrative, so we were trying to incorporate that into a video for the first time. So you've got kind of point of arrival.
Yeah, it has a beginning and an end, a clear beginning and an end, which are the videos in the impressionistic.
And how come you guys chose the narrative? Was it you guys who worked on the narrative, or did you work on it with Billy?
Collaboration. How come? I think it just, the song was more immediate and kind of ballsy and upfront, so I think we wanted a video that sort of...
So for the first one that we appeared in,
which
was a new experience. But yeah, it was fun. My cousin's in the video.
His cousin's in it.
We did a casting call. So my cousin is the blonde kid in it.
He's so cute.
Yeah, he's doing a pretty good job. We had no idea. Turned out to be quite a good actor, which was really good.
Can start building up a little portfolio now.
That was fun. It's a family affair.
And what's next for you guys? More releases.
We're about to go on tour. Today we're here, obviously, in Joe House. We're playing with Palace.
Yeah.
We know, which will be fun.
No, they're really good. I've seen them before.
I've played with them before, which will be cool. And then we're going on tour with the Hooton Tennis Club across around the UK. We've got two rings with them. We're gigging every night. And we've got one gig in Amsterdam as well. Going to London.
Exciting.
And then after that, we're not sure what's going to happen. There might be more touring. In any case, we're going to do some more writing. We've recorded what will be the bulk of our album over the summer. So beginning of next year, we'll go back into the studio and finish that off, possibly a few new tunes. And that's where we're at the moment. And then next year, we'll be doing a lot more touring.
Brilliant.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
That was Beach Baby there with Eleanor from Indian Alternative.
Yep, and that was Limousine was the tune that was in the middle there. I really like that song. I think it's great. I remember the first time I heard it, thinking it was a good tune. So
I think we were actually supposed to go to that gig, weren't we, Greg?
I think we got onto the guest list. We just never went. No. I regret it now.
Do you know
if I had my time
them?
Again, I'd go. Who supported them that night?
Yeah.
No.
All right. Well,
was it not somebody you wanted to see that was supporting them or was playing?
Don't admit that I didn't want to see him.
No, you wanted to see him, but you also wanted to see them. But
definitely wanted to see Beach Baby too. Yeah, good save. Next up we've got a tune from Girlpool, just brilliant. Love Girlpool. This is called Jane.
Till one day
was Girlpool. You are listening to RPM Indian Alternative, and the time has flown by. We don't have much time left now, so we're going to finish it how we always do.
Yep, we're going to give you a Saturday send-off by the Libertines.
Yeah.
But we're going to have a wee chat first about them and what they're doing. New record was out this year. They played a few shows. I don't know if they've rescheduled that Manchester gig.
They're going to have to, because the reception I got from that was so kind of negative. Obviously, they couldn't help it. It was like health reasons. But yeah.
I think he did the right thing, actually, by cancelling.
Yeah, definitely. Instead of...
Because I think he was having a bit of...
He had a panic attack, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah. And that's I think that's how he was taught to deal with it. So
yeah, definitely well shouldn't have performed. Peter. But yeah, they had Anthems of Doomed Youth out earlier this year, inspired by the Wilfred Owen poem, I'm assuming.
Yep. Think so.
A lot of links to kind of the idea of war, and they're like big fans of like that generation, like lost generation of poets. So if you find yourself drawn to World War One poetry, then also check out Libertine's album.
I know that Peter went to Russia with the British Poetry Society when he was younger. I know that he was that was what he wanted to do at university and things like that.
Yeah, he's actually a really good poet. His work, you should check it out. Anyone listening, if like that kind of thing
interests you,
grabs your interest. I mean, we saw them. I saw them earlier this year.
I saw them last year in the Barrowlands when they did their comeback gigs. We went and looked to the second one, the first one. They did three shows, the Barrowlands, and it was absolutely brilliant. It was. Just, I think that the Libertines, I went to see Baby Shambles actually the year, a few months before, I think it was maybe October, and the Barrowlands as well, and it's just the same sort of deal. It's just rough and raw and heavy and a bit of a shambles, but they love it.
How apt.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just all over the place. I think Peter was trying to throw his guitar about, and the tech guys weren't happy with him. But yeah, it's just a lot of fun, and the tunes as well, just, they don't need any... need anything else. They're just great tunes.
I always wanted to see Baby Shambles. Like, I really like their cover of they do a cover of Velvet Underground's After Hours on the end of their latest, well, last album that they released, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I just remember just chants of this the whole show at Baby Shambles at the Barrowlands, and just after the show as well, just brilliant. So we're going to leave you with Death on the Stairs.
Yeah.
From the first record Up the Bracket. It's a bit of a banger. So
yeah, whatever you do, don't listen to the Spectre cover.
No. So everyone have a great weekend. Enjoy your Saturday night. And here's the Libertines with Death on the Stairs.
Baby, don't kill me, but don't bring that ghost down to my door. I don't wanna see them anymore. Please kill me. Oh baby, don't kill me. Just don't bang on about yesterday. You know I wouldn't know about that anyway. I'll go.
She said 2 months before, if she loved anybody more than me, turned you into stone. No, I'm reversing down a lonely street, a cheap hotel where I can meet the past and pay it off and keep it sweet. Like nothing, no. It's just like nothing at all. And I've seen you there. How could I help but stare? It rips the heart out of your baby. You've taken far too much to see or think or touch what's real. Stranded on this street that we're my
just wanna leave it behind.
Oh, please, oh no, don't kill me. Bring that ghost down to my door.
I don't wanna see him anymore. Please kill me. Oh no, don't kill me. Don't go on about yesterday. You know we know about that anyway. Oh no.
He got nothing on, he got nothing.